Welcome to our service on this Maundy Thursday, the night of the Last Supper, the night of the institution of Holy Communion, the night where Jesus commanded his friends to perform actions in memory of him, for sure, but also actions to show love and service to our brothers and sisters in his name. But we begin our worship this evening with hymn from AMNS 259. It is My God, and is thy table spread. Gather apart but not separated, by ourselves but not disunited. We do so in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you.
And also with you.
Brothers and sisters, on this most holy night we enter into the 3 days of the celebration of our Lord's Paschal victory, his death and his resurrection. Despite the unprecedented absence of baptisms and confirmations this year, except in extremis, those of our community who will renew their baptismal vows this Easter time will reaffirm their unity with Christ, once more dying to sin and rising to newness of life in him. So as we gather this night, let's bring to mind any shortcomings in our lives at this time. Things we've done we shouldn't have done, things we've failed to do. Our Lord Jesus Christ says, "If you love me, keep my commandments. Unless I wash you, you have no part in me." So let us confess to Almighty God our sins against his love, and ask him to cleanse us. Lord God, we have sinned against you, we have done evil in your sight, we are sorry and repent. Have mercy on us according to your love. Wash away our wrongdoing and cleanse us from our sins. Renew a right spirit within us and restore to us the joy of your salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Holy God, holy and strong, holy and immortal, have mercy upon us. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you. By the death of his Son, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness to live in the power of the Spirit and keep you in life eternal. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So as we pause to reflect why we gather this night, let us pray that we might love one another as Christ has loved us. God our Father, you have invited us to share in the supper which your Son gave to his church, to proclaim his death until he comes. May he nourish us by his presence and unite us in his love, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Exodus. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "This month shall mark for you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year for you. Tell the whole congregation of Israel that on the 10th of this month they are to take a lamb for each family, a lamb for each household. If a household is too small for a whole lamb, it shall join its closest neighbour in obtaining one. The lamb shall be divided in proportion to the number of people who eat of it. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a year-old male. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. You shall keep it until the 14th day of this month. Then the whole assembled congregation of Israel shall slaughter it at twilight. They shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and the lintel of the houses in which they eat it. They shall eat the lamb that same night. They shall eat it roasted over the fire with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. Do not eat any of it raw or boiled in water, but roast it over the fire with its head, legs, and inner organs. You shall let none of it remain until the morning. Anything that remains until the morning you shall burn. This is how you shall eat it: your loins girded, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And you shall eat it hurriedly. It is the Passover of the Lord. For I will pass through the land of Egypt that night, and I will strike down every firstborn in the land of Egypt, both human beings and animals. On all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgments. I am the Lord. The blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you live. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague shall destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. This day shall be a day of remembrance for you. You shall celebrate it as a festival to the Lord. Throughout your generations, you shall observe it as a perpetual ordinance." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The response to our psalm this evening is, "Gracious is the Lord and righteous."
Gracious is the Lord and righteous.
I love the Lord, for he has heard the voice of my supplication. Because he inclined his ear to me on the day I called to him. How shall I repay the Lord for all the benefits he has given to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people.
Gracious is the Lord and righteous.
Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his faithful servants. O Lord, I am your servant, the child of your handmaid. You have freed me from my bonds. I will offer to you a sacrifice of thanksgiving and call upon the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in the midst of you, O Jerusalem.
Gracious is the Lord and righteous. A reading from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. Beloved, I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Our gradual hymn this evening is "I Come With Joy to Meet My Lord."